It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Raphael Enayhausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Raphaela with this week's pick.
In 1981, the Indian guru Bhagwan Rajneesh, known as Osho, rallied his worldwide following to emigrate to Oregon and establish a utopian city there. His personal secretary, Ma Anandshila, describes his appeal.
He was not shy of provocation. He spoke on spirituality, capitalism, sexuality.
The new Netflix series, Wild Wild Country, explores how Osho's followers clashed with locals and provoked authorities to push back. FBI agent Lynn Enart was assigned to the case.
As I drove into town, the first thing I saw was a couple engaged in sex on a bridge at the far west end of the community. And that more or less set the stage for a very bizarre 2 months that I spent in this commune conducting a federal investigation.
Sibling filmmakers McLean and Chapman Way explore how Osho's community wound up accused of poisoning, wiretapping, and immigration fraud on an unprecedented scale. Osho's attorney remembers the siege mentality among followers.
And they were freaked that there was going to be an invasion. And people would have given their lives to protect Osho.
This story lives up to its title and will have you binging through all 6 episodes. Wild Wild Country is now playing on Netflix. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.